This is G. And for Steve, he's taking the day off today. It is now time. Karma, are you excited about this?
I think so.
For Kid of the Week.
Aw, this is the best.
We always look forward to this. And we're going to be talking with a junior in high school at Wheaton Warrenville. And we're going to be talking with Jackson Moran. Hi, Jackson.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for getting up so early in the morning.
Not a problem.
Oh, so you're at Wheaton Warrenville, and are you, you're a junior now?
Yes.
Okay, and how has school been going for you so far?
It's been going pretty good. No complaints.
And I hear that you play varsity soccer?
Yep.
What else are you into?
I have, in the summer, I have a job with a contractor. In the winter, I work for my mom's accounting firm as, like, a secretary. I mow lawns, shovel, all that kind of stuff.
You are a busy man. And the reason why you're a Kid of the Week, of course, you're not a kid. You're a young man. And we thank you so much for letting us honor you because you do a lot of volunteering. So tell us about the volunteering that you did in South Dakota.
So every week out of the year, I go with my extended family to Pine Ridge Native American Reservation in South Dakota. And I volunteer with a group called Remember. And their key focus is trying to just make the lives of the Native Americans a little bit easier. And we do things like skirt trailers, dig holes for outhouses because most of them don't have plumbing and electricity. We bring bunk beds to families who don't have enough beds because most of the time it can be six kids to a bed. And we just listen to their stories and try and learn from them and figure out how we can help in any way possible.
Jackson, go ahead, Carm.
No, I was just going to say, Jackson, why was this something that was on your heart that you wanted to be involved in?
Well, I've always been a hands-on kid, so any chance for me to do something like that, I feel like I'm more of value if I'm hands-on and helping in ways that I personally know how to help. And my aunt has been doing it, I think, for 11 to 13 years. So her whole family has gone, and they've been going for quite some time now, and 4 years ago they decided to bring me. So I jumped at the opportunity, and I've loved it ever since, and I keep going back.
So we're talking with Jackson Moran, who's a junior at Wheaton Warrenville High School, who's been doing some volunteering work at an organization called Remember in South Dakota. What do you take with you once you, how did it change you when you started doing this volunteering work? I'm sure it really affected you, seeing how, you know, how much the kids were in need. You mentioned the kids, a lot of them sleeping in bunk beds.
It really changed my perspective. Just from the stories that they have. I mean, it's the poorest county in America. So it's a lot different than where I grew up. So going out there and just listening to them, listening to what they have to go through on a daily basis, like even the small things, like not, like it's a food desert out there. Their grocery stores are gas stations. It was a big deal this summer when their grocery store finally had one whole newspaper side that was coupons because they had enough produce and enough products to be able to do that. So it really just kind of changed my perspective on things, and it made me value all the little things that I have. So, yeah.
Did you get the soccer ball out, Jackson? Have some fun, too?
Every once in a while, because they do a thing on Wednesdays where they bring the community into the campus of the organization, and we serve them food. They can sell arts and crafts, and we have a soccer ball that I'll play with some of the kids with.
As though it wasn't enough that you're already volunteering at this great organization that benefits Native Americans in South Dakota, you also went to the Dominican Republic with your dad to help there. So what were you doing there?
There, again, it was manual labor. We built a second floor to a church because the government down there has some guidelines on how churches and other communities, places can receive more government funding for the community. So we built them a second floor so that way they could receive more money for the community. And we built two homes for the locals so that way families could have safe homes that weren't just like scrap wood and other miscellaneous pieces of like siding and stuff. So that way they had a safe place where they could sleep and have a family.
Jackson, you are one handy teenager. This is incredible. Not only that, do you go around and help the neighbors as well when they need help?
Yeah, I'm kind of the neighborhood first call when something needs to be done.
Well, what do you want to do when you grow up? I mean, it sounds like you're already doing a lot, but you are still in high school. So what do you hope to be when you grow up?
I hope to be an engineer with kind of environmental emphasis to kind of figure out different ways just to clean the earth and all that kind of stuff.
And why is that important to you?
Just because there's always that saying you grow up with, leave it better than how you found it. And it's not really being left better than we found it. It's being destroyed. And on Pine Ridge, the Lakotas take earth and how we relate with it very seriously. And it's rubbed off on me. And I see how poorly we're treating it. And I want to try and make a difference.
Now, is this something that, I mean, this is something you're very passionate about, but have you talked to your friends about it at school, and have you been able to recruit some of your friends into volunteering as well?
I have not. I have plans either this summer or the summer after to bring a couple friends out with me. All my friends are in sports, and they're all super busy in the summer, so to try and find a whole week where one of us is, like, where all of us are free is hard. But I do have goals to try and get some of my friends and people in my community come out with me so that way they can also take back the lessons that I've learned and see how just different a county in our own country can be. Because usually when people think of America, it's the land of the free where you can go do things, but really, you have the poorest county in America just 12 hours away, and it's basically third world country at the poverty rates and everything. So I want to be able to bring some of my friends and people in my community so they can truly see that too.
Where do you want to go to college, Jackson?
I'm looking at a couple places. Loras College up in Dubuque, Milwaukee School of Engineering are kind of the top two right now. I want to try and play college soccer, so
I'm pro Jackson getting a scholarship here, G.
I know. It's a soccer scholarship, an academic scholarship. Just give them all the scholarships. I know you find a lot of joy in giving back and volunteering, but we need to know what you do for fun. What music are you into? What's your favorite TV show?
It's an unpopular opinion as a teenager, but I love country music. I always have.
Who's your favorite artist?
I don't really know. Probably Rodney Atkins or Riley Green are right now kind of the top two.
What else are you doing for fun?
I hang out with my friends on the weekends when I can, when I'm not busy with soccer or work or something.
Very nice. Well, listen, Jackson, you are our kid of the week, and Super Joe, we're going to keep him on the line, right? Because he's going to receive a awesome prize.
Yeah, we sure are. We're going to give him a Lou Malnati's gift card and a gift card to Apt.
Hey, Junior's in high school and Lou Malnati's pizza. What goes better together? Well, thanks, Jackson, exactly, for being with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was our kid of the week.
What a stud.
He's awesome.